Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, if it's Memorial Day, you know we're going to hear from USAA because that's what they're in the business of doing, honoring our heroes and those men and women who wear and wore the uniform. And joining us once again, Senior Vice President Military Affairs for USAA, Admiral John Byrd is with us. Admiral Byrd, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Great to have you back on the program again. And once again, USAA is doing so many great things. I know that the Poppy Wall of Honor is back, right, at the Military Aviation Museum in Virginia Beach?
Well, that's exactly right. Actually, we have the Poppy Wall of Honor writ large. We'll be up on the Mall in Washington, D.C. from 5/26, May 26th to May 28th. And then we have two things which are relatively new, not this year, but the second year, called the Poppy Cubes. We'll have one in Corpus Christi at the USS Lexington Museum. And the second one will be at the Aviation Museum in Virginia Beach. But the larger wall will be on the Mall as it has been in years past.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I'm very familiar with the Poppies. We're based here in Kansas City, where the home, the World War II Museum and Memorial is. And, of course, the whole section dedicated to Flanders Field. And just a, you know, a sea of poppies, which is beautiful. So, Admiral, have you been to the World War I Museum?
I have not. I would love to be there. I'm a big fan of some of these historic museums, but I have not made it to that one.
You know, this must be our week for submariners, because, I mean, you're like the third submariner that I've interviewed this past week. How long did you serve on the sub?
Well, I was in the Navy for 35 years, and it was an honor and a privilege. And I actually served in submarines kind of for the first 20 years. And then, if you will, you get too senior, too old, however you want to look at it, and you go to higher level positions. But I've been involved with submarines almost throughout that 35 years in one capacity or another.
Yeah. Did you live in the goat locker?
Well, the chiefs live in the goat locker, so I lived in the wardroom. But I love the chief petty officers on the boat. They are the backbone of our Navy and the backbone of any ship.
So you have had an auto dog or two.
A what now?
An auto dog?
No, I can't say as I'm familiar with the auto dog.
That's like the guy was telling me that's like the ice cream machine.
Oh, that, of course. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, the smoothies that come out of the ice cream machine. That is correct. And they are a huge hit on the submarine, especially if you go to sea for more than a couple of weeks or maybe even a week, you can't bring ice cream any longer. And so we have the ice cream machine, and it's a big deal to keep that thing up and running. Yes, the auto dog. Good. I had forgotten.
That's pretty cool. We're talking to Vice Admiral John Byrd here on the National Defense. He's a Senior Vice President of Military Affairs for USAA. Admiral, tell us a little bit about that military affairs team at USAA.
Sure. Well, you know, USAA was founded by the military, 25 Army officers for the military, creating a reciprocal where they could help each other get insurance because they couldn't find anybody do it back in 1922. Founded here in San Antonio. And given that we serve the military community even today, it's important that we have this team called Military Affairs. It's about 60 strong. Some are here in San Antonio, but others are spread out across the country to make sure they act as brand ambassadors, people who can interface with our members, tell them about what USA is doing, and receive their feedback. And most of my team have served 25, 30 years, very senior enlisted or officers. And we like to say that we have almost 1,500 years of military experience. So a great group of guys that not only face our members going out, but internally help make sure that the USAA itself is designing products and services that continue to meet the military needs.
Yeah, that's tremendous. And, you know, what an impact that makes, too, when you hire military and also that culture of military and that camaraderie. I've just been mentoring this young Navy lady, and she was chief petty officer, 22 years. She just retired and transitioning back into the job market. And it's, you know, it's so important for those companies. And that's what we finally succeeded in getting her a position at a company that has that same kind of culture. And how important is that to be surrounded with other military?
Well, I think two aspects to that. One, if you're a company like USAA that serves the military, it's critically important.
Sure.
And therefore hiring what we call military affiliates, which is veterans and or military spouses, is one of our goals. And we look to hire at least 25% to 30% each year to maintain that culture. And then to a larger point, you know, it's great to have veterans in your company because of their ethics, their core values, what they bring in terms of leadership into the workplace. And then having more veterans also helps in their transition, because veterans, when they want to share experiences, like anybody would like to relate to other veterans,
sure,
as well as others. So I think it's a wonderful thing. And I do see a number of VSOs that work hard and interface with companies to hire veterans.
Yeah, you know, so you speak of the VSOs. USAA, I know firsthand, partners with the top VSOs in the nation. And that's got to be, I mean, it says a lot about USAA, number one, but to connect with those different memberships really puts a stamp on what USAA tries to do. We just had an interview with Gary Sinise a little while ago from the Gary Sinise Foundation. And you know, those type of organizations, if they were not around, I don't know what veterans would do, really.
Yeah, I would tell you, first of all, I'm a huge fan of Gary Sinise, as is any veteran or people who like to watch movies or listen to the Lieutenant Dan band.
That's right.
In fact, his band is performing in D.C.
Right.
Not far from where we'll have the Poppy Wall. And I'm going to look to drag a couple folks over to see it, because we'll be there for the Poppy Wall. But the Gary Sinise Foundation is outstanding. So these VSOs, they do so much to support our veterans, not only those that are making transition, but of course you have those that help the families of the fallen, TAPS, Tragedy yep. Assistance Program. You have those like Wounded Warrior that help those that are have particular challenges get back into the workforce and meet their needs. A whole range of very powerful VSOs out there. And you mentioned some of the top ones, obviously the VFW, the Legion, MOA, Wounded Warrior. And we partner with like 40 different ones of them. And we very much enjoy that partnership. And I think it's mutually beneficial. So, yes, huge fan of all of them, and thankful that we have people that by and large volunteer to do those things.
Yeah, I was glad to hear the Lieutenant Dan band getting back into action there in D.C. And it's a special salute to Vietnam veterans, too, which is
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. This is the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam veterans coming home, or Vietnam, you know, the Vietnam Veterans Day, if you will, which right. was kind of in March. And we had a celebration here at USAA. We had several Vietnam veterans. We had a former POW who spoke to us and was very inspiring. We connected virtually with the National Veterans Memorial and Museum up in Columbus, and they also had a POW. So we did a lot. Our CEO sent out a notice to all our members and saying, please, let's thank those veterans. You know, some of them were never welcomed home, and now's right. a chance to do that. So it really makes me proud as an American to see us step up to that after we got it so very wrong 50 years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well said. We're talking to Admiral John Byrd here in the National Defense, Senior Vice President, Military Affairs for USAA. And Admiral, you mentioned the very beginnings of USAA. And originally, I think it was just for officers. And then it morphed into all veterans, and then veterans and their families now. And since you guys have opened that up, how has that world been?
Well, very good. As you're right, it started out with just officers. And then as we progress forward in time, if you will, our mission was not about just serving officers. It was about serving the military community. So when we had the infrastructure and the capability, first we expanded to enlisted that were currently serving. And then in 2009, all veterans who honorably served. and you're right, and their family, which we call associates. So it's been a wonderful experience. It's allowed us to increase scope and scale of serving the military community. And then with the additional growth, allowing us to give more dollars and more support in terms of philanthropic and other things like we talked about, partnerships with VSOs. But we give, you know, $30 to $50 million a year in philanthropic dollars to various organizations that support the military community Wow. and our veterans.
Wow. You know, I was just talking to somebody the other day about USAA, and they said, yeah, they just do car insurance. And I said, oh, boy. Boy, do you have a lot to learn? Talk about some of those other services, if you will, because I mean, it's everything from different insurances to banking to so many other things at USAA, right?
Yes, we have three businesses. We have a full bank, does everything you can need in banking, and it's quite good. I mean, for example, there's no charge for checking and no charges for ATM or overdraft. So it's ideal for our junior enlisted as well as all of our military community. Then we have our property and casualty insurance company, and they'll give you anything from automobile to renters to homeowners to umbrella insurance. So the full range of insurance. And then we have our life company that does annuities for retirement as well as life insurance. And finally, I would add, we have one other thing called our agency. And if we can't meet your needs, our agency in partnership with others will do it. So if you want to insure your RV, your boat, small business insurance, it can be met. So you should start with your first call to USAA and let us get to know, which won't happen before you go anywhere else.
Yeah, that, I mean, it's just exceptional coverage. And I've been lucky enough to be on campus there in San Antonio and just to see the people that work there and the passion that they have for the customers. It's pretty inspiring. And they take great pride in that, don't they?
They do. And, you know, again, we are not a public company. Our goal is only to make enough money to continue our mission. But our mission is about serving the military community. So people come to work here with a passion to serve the military community, and that's our members. We are owned by our members. By becoming a member of USAA, you gain not only membership, but ownership in this company. So it remains a reciprocal where, in effect, we're all insuring each other.
So for everybody that wants to find out about not just the Poppy Wall, but everything that USAA is involved in, from Memorial Day on, what's the best place for them to go?
Well, I would go right to our website, USAA.com. And then if you put /Memorial Day, you'll find out about the Poppy Wall. But if you just stopped at USAA.com, clicked on it, our website, various different links and connections and things that will show you all about USA and what it does. And then with the /Memorial Day, you can find out about our Poppy Wall, the history, why it's important, and why we want to get it up on the mall. You know, a lot of Americans confuse Veterans Day and Memorial Day. And
yep.
It's very important that we realize Memorial Day is about those people that paid the ultimate price so that we could be free and enjoy our quality of life.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's it's such a special day.
It is.
And Admiral, I don't want to let you go before I just want to make sure Rob Gronkowski still does not have USAA insurance. Is that true?
That's right.
Okay.
That is still true. Rob actually, you know, obviously pushes our insurance, but no, Rob can't get it because he didn't serve. But, you know, other people can and the right people get it. You know, nothing against Rob. He's a great advocate, but so sorry, Rob.
Yeah, that's right. So sorry. Admiral, thank you so much for the time. And listen, I hope
you bet, Randy.
You and your family, I know you're going to be reflecting on those you served with on Memorial Day. And I know it's going to be a special day for you guys as well.
That's exactly right. Thank you for having us. And thank you for the conversation.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.